News in brief and Press TV. 6 days after the deadly stampede near the holy city of Mecca, 239 Iranian pilgrims are confirmed dead and 241 others still remain missing. Iranian officials say the total number of victims could exceed 5,000. Riyadh denies media reports that 4,176 pilgrims have died, keeping the death toll at 769. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has chaired a meeting of the country's special committee on the Hajj stampede. Rouhani called for speeding up efforts to repatriate the bodies of Iranian pilgrims killed in the crush and to determine the whereabouts of those missing. The Saudi foreign minister has threatened Syrian President Bashar al-Assad with military action if he refuses to leave office. Adel al-Jobir said there is no future for Assad in Syria. He rejected Russian calls for an international coalition to help the Syrian government in its fight against the ISIL terrorist group. Israeli fighter jets have once again pounded the besieged Gaza Strip. No deaths or injuries have been reported from the midnight raids. How Tel Aviv has claimed that its Iron Dome missile system intercepted a rocket had been fired from Gaza late on Tuesday. Palestinians have not confirmed the claim. The UN rights chief slams the Saudi attacks of residential areas in Yemen as, quote, indiscriminate. Zayed Raad said Saudi airstrikes have caused almost two-thirds of reported civilian deaths in the impoverished nation. Over 6,400 Yemenis have been killed since the beginning of Saudi aggression on March the 26th. Britain's new Labour Party leader has accused Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative government of creating poverty. Jeremy Corbyn called for an end to, quote, injustice in Britain. He also reiterated his non-nuclear stance, urging the UK government to make progress towards international nuclear disarmament. And the government of Spain's Catalonia region rejects as political lawsuit charges against the president for holding an independent referendum in 2014. Catalonia's Supreme Court has accused Artur Mas of disobedience and abuse of authority over the vote. The region's pro-independence coalition won a clear majority in parliament 2 days ago. South Sudan's president and the country's rebel leader have once again accused each other of violating a ceasefire brokered to end the 21-month-old conflict in the African nation. Accusations were made in a meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. South Sudan's government forces and rebels each control parts of the country.